Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
55 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
55 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
54 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
52 degrees.
Well, are we connected? Class, Bueller.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Jet Mobile. Good morning, Tim. Are you hearing me over here on Detroit? Jet Mobile. Are you hearing me on Detroit? W8FU.
Sean, I hear you on Detroit.
How about over here? Jerry, are you hearing me, or Tim, are you hearing me?
Jerry hears you.
All right, Jerry, hold up 1 second. Connect. NAWRO. Okay, 1010's back in the mix, and MI1 is back there as well. I'm not seeing multicasting on Detroit.
Okay, I was hearing you on both FBI and CMN. Jerry, are you still out there?
Sean, I stand corrected. The volume was down in Detroit. I think we're set.
Interesting. So that's what it was. There was some sort of bugaboo with 1010. All right. Good to know.
Yeah, that's very good to know, because that's exactly, it was a little confusing, but that's our problems on the net last night as well. So I'll write that down in the book here. If in that with the, you know, the symptoms occur like this, drop 1010 momentarily and then reconnect.
Yeah, honestly, the first thing, you know, you'll learn as the time goes on, you know, some of this stuff will become second nature, but, you know, the first thing to do is make sure they're connected, not connecting. That'll get you a bunch, a lot. And then you've got some sort of a path issue to the node you're trying to connect to or something. Something's going on. That one happens frequently, particularly when you're going to connect to something else. It'll show up there in the line, but you'll look and see, and it'll say connecting. I think there's also a different color, but that's one important thing to notice. That indicates that you're having trouble navigating to whatever node you're trying to connect to. This one here is a new one to me. I haven't seen this before. But when in doubt, you know, just make a list of everything that's on there. Drop them all and bring them all back, you know, if you want. But you know, it's a process of elimination. You know, what exactly isn't talking to what, you know? So you know, you can test, is UMP and Detroit communicating? If they are, and you can look at their connection status on the Central Michigan webpage. And if those two are talking to each other and they're connected, then you know everything's good on that side of the house. Then you come over to ours, and if our repeaters are all talking to each other, then you know, everything's good, you know, there. But why aren't the repeaters, you know, talking to anything else? You could do another process of elimination. You could, you know, if it was just the white phones, you know, you could try that. You know, so you do a little chart. You just kind of like eliminate this, eliminate that, you know, and prove this, prove that, you know. And so we walk through it.
Yeah, I really like that, best practice diagnostics like that, you know, just like one at a time. So the colors are the interesting thing, because I thought John and I saw a different color that we normally don't see.
Are you talking about an all stance?
Correct. Idle is green, transmit is red. But there was another, it's not doing it now, but there was another color in there.
I think there's one when the node is transmitting light telemetry, like, you know, IIDing or passing audio traffic like connected to CMN network or whatever. It will have a different color when that happens. So it's not there's not an associated COR with that transmission, so it has a different color.
Okay, that makes sense. That's what was happening last night, then, not related to this thing here.
Starbucks, give me a minute. I usually get the chatty ones, and this one here didn't like my joke. I'll be darned.
No sense of humor whatsoever.
All right, chat with Paulette. You don't see many Paulettes. I had a good friend that was a Paulette some years ago. She lost her husband at a very young age. He was actually my friend, and, you know, then, of course, I met her through him. I haven't talked to her in ages. I should look her up and say hi.
You should. I think it's of German origin, I believe. Paulette? I could be wrong. So I'm going to type on Discord there to let John know when he wakes up. Looks like we got an answer to this. Drop 1010 and then bring it back if we ever have a stuck situation like we did.
If I were going to codify it into a, like, procedure, I'd say if you can verify things are talking to each other on the note. Let's say you were having this trouble with, like, you know, how come none of the HOIP connections were not working, but they show connected, you know, the HOIP connection. Have two people call up the HOIP and see if they can hear each other. And if they can hear each other, but they still can't work. I mean, you could just drop the damn thing and connect it, call it a day, right? But if you're ever wondering, you know, can things talk across that specific node? And then, you know, then you can say, okay, it's that particular node talking to everything else. That's what was happening here. All of our repeaters were all talking to each other, so we were missing it. But we were missing the fact that it wasn't, so probably there was no broadcastify, so we could probably go back and look at the broadcastify transmission. Well, no, because it would still be seeing the stuff from all the other traffic. You know, but we wouldn't hear any of the repeaters on the broadcastify since this was taking place. You know, anything beyond 1010. So, interesting. I've never seen that before.
Well, that's what got me a little confused, because when I pulled the recordings for the first part of last night's net, I would pull them from FBI, and the recording fine. The Mecca, you know, John's transmitting on the Mecca. The net was primarily held on the Mecca, but FBI was recording it fine, even though I wasn't hearing it on Richmond.
Right, and that would make sense, because none of the repeaters would have been participating, so they wouldn't be recording or anything else. So everything else beyond that was fine. Yeah, so the way John presented it to me in that text, you know, he made it sound like this HOIP issue. And so I said, huh, everything looks like it's fine. But now that you say it was, you know, the repeaters, it takes a minute to, excuse me. You know, to kind of digest it and say, okay, I see what's not working. But, all right, well, anyhow, we worked through one together, so it gives you an idea of the process. And like I said, don't ever be afraid to drop something and reconnect it. That's just SOP.
Yeah, I like that approach on that. And, of course, it never fails. It's always like 10 or 5 minutes before the net. It's like, hey, I don't think this is working right. What's going on? So, and of course, I don't want to do any damage, so I felt like, well, let's just drop it because nobody's using the FBI side anyways. But now we know how to fix that. Quick third topic, when time permits for you, Sean, if you could get a digital photo of yourself for the website and for your new ID. You can either just email it to me, but you have admin, so if you feel like trying to upload it to your file, you can do that as well.
Okie doke. Can I get one of my skinny ones from 3 or 4 years ago, or do I have to pick my fat one from now?
I don't think I can't find any good picks.
I was thinking about going in and getting a PID, and, you know, I would have to get one then, so maybe I could just use that. For that with me here this morning, I'm pulling into the lot, so I'm going to get parked and, nothing but weekend ahead of us. After yours, W8FU.
Very good, Sean. My pleasure. I like the experience. NAWRO, I will be clear as well. Have a good one.
Connected to CMN Network.
She was training a new prescription delivery person, or, you know, showing her the route and stuff like that, so they worked together. So she did her route and part of the other route, which is a late night route. I don't know why, but it's not for me to ask. But, yeah, so she didn't get home. So I said probably 11:45 or something like that.
People love getting their prescriptions at midnight. yeah. Unless you're just showing the route. But yeah, that's a late night.
Well, usually she does, you know, like Wales and Riley and Memphis and, you know, around the general area. But still, I mean, she drives like 100 miles a day, you know, going around to these different places. And it was another person's route that does the later deliveries. I said, I don't understand that. I said, people actually get prescriptions at night because one guy drives to 2:30 in the morning. But apparently it's yes.
Yeah, there's some late owls, and I've seen older people that don't have to be up early in the morning. I know my grandma used to be up late like that, but anyway, I'm about to go underground, so I'm going to stay at 7:30.
Alright, sounds good. Enjoy the day. Happy Friday. Talk to you soon. 73 KCKGO.
Good morning. 0800 hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours.
Clear.
54 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Pierre.
Good morning. 1000 hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
W880.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Clear.
73 degrees.
WDHJL on the mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Clear.
55 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Cloudy.
79 degrees.
APR.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8SU from W8BD. Wally, I was looking for Sean.
Okay, I was just climbing out of the truck when you called, and I heard the W and not the rest of it. Have a good day. I'll be standing by. WACCD. Yeah, I got some good news.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees.
K-E-R-U-H.
You're connected to CMN Network.
N-A-Q-I-Q monitor.
Did I hear an Anthony out there? You heard an Anthony out here.
There you go.
I tell you, I spilled a large cappuccino right into my MacBook I got from you.
No, you did not. Is it still functioning?
I must be the luckiest human on earth. I mean, I flipped it over immediately and immediately got to, you know, on top of some racks and that, and then I let it sit like that for a very long time, and it's no worse for wear. So, man, I dodged the bullet on that. I mean, when I say I dumped it straight in, I mean, no, not close. It didn't draw. I didn't spill it, and it migrated over towards right onto it and right into the keyboard. So it's a miracle.
That is great, because I don't have any MacBooks right now, and I doubt that I'll see any good as that one anytime soon. So I'm glad it's working.
Well, it caused me to go to the Apple store and look at what would a replacement cost. And I started looking, and you know, and then I couldn't remember all the details on mine. I couldn't remember if it was mine an M2 or an M3, and turns out it's an M3, and not just an M3, it's an M3 Pro, you know, with 36 gigs of RAM. So that thing is a beast. If I could upgrade that thing to 1 or 2 terabytes, you know, it's got that half terabyte drive, and that's fine for the most part, but if I could put like a 2 terabyte of SSD in that thing, oh my God, that thing would be my wet dream machine. But I've been researching online. There's one place out of New York that claims they can do it, and it's $600, so it's not that crazy, you know, to take it to 2 terabytes, considering the price of RAM and all that. I don't trust them, man. If you look at the videos online and how they do it, it's like, man, I don't know. But anyhow, but aside from that 512, this thing is just amazing. I thought, what the hell am I thinking? I'm looking at all the things that I could buy, and I couldn't even buy anything that would hold a camel to that thing for under pretty near $3,000.
Yep, that laptop is a monster. I was so glad that I had those when you were looking. It was the right time, right place, that's for sure.
Did Fred got the other one, right? After a few days of him and Han, didn't Fred pick up the second one?
Yes, he did.
All right, yeah, those things were a sweet deal. So I'm so glad, because I wish it were a 14. If it were a 14, I would, and it had like a terabyte, oh my God, I'd be in heaven. But I'll live with 512 and a 16 too. You know, having more is not bad. You know, it's just, it'd be perfect for me if it were a 14. But I'm not, that's not a complaint.
It's so close. What I'm saying is it's so close to the absolute perfect machine, you know, for me. And most people would say the 16, you know. But, hell, I'd rather have the 16, but, you know, 14 is a little more portable. I don't know, I looked at an Air, you know, 15 Air and all that stuff. You know, that's not the same. Well, anyhow, whenever another one comes along, whether it be next year, the year after that, 2 years, something like that, you know, let us know if it's time to upgrade.
Yeah, I'll certainly keep you in the loop. Those were some of the nicer machines that I had seen. And, you know, I still get Apple gear now and again, but it's just not as good as what I got you. That's for sure.
Warren cut out right when you were saying that, and all I caught, I ran over to MT's, Mount Clemens, and all I heard was, not as good as what I got you. I didn't hear what was before that.
I was just saying that I still get Apple gear, but those were definitely the outliers of what I see. Those are really good machines.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, no kidding. It's amazing. So, anyhow, you were out of town, I think, and we were talking. You know, I'm thinking more and more about getting that Gross Point machine. Remember I talked about a location just north of you? I'm thinking about doing that. I think that would still be useful. Might not quite be perfect for me, you know, with my kids down in the park, but I think it would work, you know, really well, like, for you. And it might, you know, it might work. I don't know. It'd be hard to tell.
Yeah, I mean, if you, I'm not picky. If you want to put it up there, it's your choice. You know, it would be exciting just to have it up, that's for sure.
You know, the thing is that everything should be there. It should be plug and play, except for whatever kind of network connectivity I require. And that might be available. We'll have to see. I have some, you know, options to play with there. But anywho, you know, getting the network connectivity will be the biggest thing. But antenna and feed line should be there, fingers crossed. So maybe I'll put that on the agenda. I think we're doing a repeater up north this weekend. And I don't think we are. So that's what got me thinking about it. So I just think, you know, maybe we should do both. And I think I left that thing in a little bit of a state of disrepair since I picked it up from Dakota. We were monkeying around with it and flipping things around and changing. I don't know if the duplexer I got's good to go and who owns what or what goes where. I think I might have a duplexer of Dakota's. I don't even remember anymore, so I got to get it all put back together. We did a lot of horsing around.
Yeah, that'd be cool. When you say up north, you mean northern Macomb County or up north that you guys are doing an install this weekend?
Oh, no, just you know, up in New Haven. We got a project up that way. We're going to do breakfast at the New Haven restaurant we always go to and then go knock out a repeater project.
Is that the Wally repeater project?
Uh-huh.
Very cool. Is that going to be linked to Central Michigan, or is that going to be standalone?
I'll let Wally answer all those questions. I think it's been decided, but we'll just leave it at perhaps still work in progress.
Very cool. Yeah, that'll be interesting. Even if it's not, it'll be good. I don't get in that area very often, so low probability of me using it. But it's just good for more coverage. Well, you know, you'd be able to hotspot to it. It's going to have, you know, two basic talk groups, one for it exclusively and then, you know, one for the group. And then you might want to try it. I mean, you never know. Do you have anything VHF on DMR?
Yeah, I have a couple of Anytones. And actually, I just got a 578, the mobile, to put in my truck. So, yeah, I'll have to get that programmed in once he publishes all the frequencies and talk groups.
All right, yeah, I'm sure he'll, you know, when he's, you know, he's been working on it, you know, incessantly for the last month or two. And so, you know, I don't know if it's in its final. I said, let's just get it up. As long as you can get access to it, you can always work on it remotely, right? So I think he's going with that plan. Get it up and get it running, and then, you know, if he wants to make any changes. What in the hell is going on here? Is that car stalled, or is that an accident? Ah, man. Why always, for God's sakes. Yeah, let me see what's going on here.
All right. I will, I'm 1 minute from my stop here, so I'll be back in the car in a little while, and I'll catch up with you. K-E-A-R-U-H, and I will be monitoring for about one more minute.
Okay, just real quick, yeah, I got around it. I don't even know what's going on. Some car is just cattywampus in the furthest left lane on 16 Mile Road, just sitting there. Got everything all boogered up. But, yeah, and the whole MI5, you know, it's all about the whole Brandmeister MI5 snafu, and, you know, they say it's them, they say it's them, fingers are pointing, you know, cats and dogs living in sin, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah,
I'm
not 100% sure what the snafu is, but I'm sure there's snafu and everybody has an opinion. Sometimes there's more than one person that's right, so. All right, I'll catch up with you in a little while. This is K-E-8-R-U-H, and I'll be clear.
Okay, I might have heard somebody in with you on that last one. Was there somebody? Catch you in a while. W8FU, is there somebody in there?
Yeah, it was me, Mr. Delta. After me right now, it's the Pi Star. Wherever you tell it to go, it's going to go. Time slot 2.
Oh, man, there will be Pi.
I'm heading towards the office. Pi, and I really didn't want to do, but I'm heading there.
You double keyed, and so we doubled.
Need a channel busy. Yeah. So I didn't know if Anthony was listening or not. It sounds like he stepped out. Heading towards the office is all I said.
Okay. Well, yeah, he was at his destination. So we were briefly talking about the new project, and I want to get the new FBI down by Anthony. I want to get that on. It made me think about it. I got nothing really holding me back from getting that online. Not where I want it, but where I can put it. You know, I got an antenna and hard line and all that. The only thing I need is, just like you, I need network, but it shouldn't be terribly hard for me to figure that out.
I've got, if you got 44 space, I got network figured out for you. A little, you can do it on T-Mobile for $10 a month if you want.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, and it's a T-Mobile site, by the way, so should have blazing, you know, coverage. Not that we really need bandwidth.
You know, what's cool about this is even when you do go over, they throttle you back to like 128K. This thing still works flawlessly. You can't get at it because it's so damn slow, but as long as it keeps working, 128K is more than enough that it needs. So that's what's really nice about it.
Yeah, if that, I'll check it out. If everything's still there and in place and I can easily put the thing, online, I think the antenna and the hard line and everything is still there. And like I said, it's a T-Mobile site, so I don't need any kind of, antenna. It practically put a rubber duck on the modem and have perfect signal. So I'd rather not. I don't like the carrier grade NAT issues. Not a big deal for connecting out, but can be a little bit of a pain in the arse trying to connect back in. But I could do a reverse tunnel or something, who knows.
Yeah, I'll show you the router I used, the GLNet, very nice router, commercial grade router, GLNet, and just reverse tunnel it for a 44 net, and it eliminates the carrier grade.
Well, it's a workaround. Doesn't eliminate it, but when you do the tunnel, then you're setting up a pipe. So it does solve the problem.
It does, and that's how I'm getting at this one. So it makes me happy. And if the tunnel fails, it'll still work. I just won't be able to get at it.
The question is, where are you tunneling to?
44 got something, something, something.
No, I mean, what machine are you tunneling to? If it's tunneling in the sense that I think, you basically set up a connection from your carrier grade NAT, double NATed, triple NATed, it maintains a connection to some other machine that's accessible, and then you go to that machine, and then that's the tunnel. That's what I'm talking about. So what machine are you having it connect to? I don't care about the IP address. What machine is it?
I have no idea what you mean by your question, but I set the router up as a WireGuard client of the 44net, and then I just use that address to get at the router.
All right, that's not a reverse tunnel. That's just a VPN search, so to speak. So, and that could work. If that works, then it works, right?
Yeah, it does. And they got and 44net got the something I called connect.44net dot something is devoted just to that stuff, just to the WireGuard client of the thing. And that way you don't have to frog around with all of the tunnels and the clients and the IP addresses and everything else like that. All you do is set it up, it gives you one, and once you get it, it's static.
Yeah, I've been doing that with my machines for a while. The problem is, if you're using AIX type registration, it works fine. But if you're using the new preferred HTML registration, and this is for All-Star, and that's what I would be dealing with. If you're using that, then it's a problem because every time that changes, it has to, reassess. It's quick, but it's a pain. It's not clean now. And so the tunnel would clean that up a little. Well, I'm private, so really none of that really should matter. Since I'm a private node and I know where I'm going, so that should be pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I know what you're doing, where you're going with that, so that's fine. Yeah, well, MMDVM or whatever, Friendmeister, you don't care. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's there and as long as you're talking to it with the right port, with whatever you're talking to it with, then it's happy. And I'm talking to it via a
a Linux box. I'm taking the Hytera, turning it into a TELUS agent. TELUS agent's got its own dedicated port in Hytera, or in Brandmeister, and I'm golden. Everybody's happy.
Right, right. Yeah, everything's different. You know, you're dealing with Brandmeister and DMR, and I'm dealing with AllStar and AllStar Link and everything. And I don't even know if Brandmeister is, even has the same limitations. You know, the biggest problem with AllStar is that they're still caught in this, IP, for world, that they need to modernize, and get off of that. And I can just switch. But the easiest way for me to do it is, to make sure that I'm always reachable and registered is just to switch to IAX registration. And, that'll solve my problem on that end. Getting back into it, is my problem. So I'll just figure that out. It's a little different, a little different concerns between, what you're doing and what I'm doing. But I should be able to do it no problem. I'd rather have it on 44.net natively, but, I mean, sending somebody up the tower with the dish, because I got nobody to send up with. Got the dishes, just nobody to send up the tower.
Yeah, and what I'm doing, I can't afford to send somebody up the tower.
No, but we're going to probably have it, you could throw a rock to where we're going to have it. So when that happens, then you'll have it pretty easy. Of course, you'll still, I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see what kind of view you have. I wonder if you could even see that other tower back by the restaurant from where you're at. Whatever. We'll figure it out. All right. I'm pulling up at home. Enough babbling about all this.
It's what we do, babble. All right, I got to get out of here. My salesman's here and he's waiting for me, staring at me. Later, Gator. And, I'm here. WHBD.
Okay. W8FU.
And a QYQ with a repeater question.
N-A something Y-Q. Is it T-Y-Q? Anyhow, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Name is Jay, and it's November 8th, Quebec Yankee, Quebec. And here in Detroit, and brand new to this repeater, but it sounds fantastic. I'm curious where it's located and what I should know about it.
Oh, there's my mama deer out in the middle of the day on the main street. Man, why is she out? She must be hungry or something. Okay, so which one are you on? This is a network of multiple repeaters. There's two networks. There's the FBI network, which is the one I'm on, and it's a series of five repeaters in the Metro Detroit area. And then there's about a dozen repeaters under the Central Michigan network, MI1 network, and they do have one in Detroit and one in Mount Clemens, so they have a presence in Southeast Michigan as well. So I guess which repeater are you on, and I can tell you.
Well, you already told me a lot, but I am on the 447.175, KC8LTS.
Okay, that's the 442.175, we would call it. Your 447 is the transmit frequency of your radio, so that we call that the 442.175, the KC8LTS. That is in downtown Detroit. Recently just put back on the air, and part of the Central Michigan Emergency Network, W8CMN. If you look them up online, you can go to their page and see all their repeaters that are linked. And you'll see KATFBI linked in there, and KATFBI.org shows you all the repeaters and various things in my network. So there's the two different networks. But, yeah, TJ's machine is the LTS machine down there is a very good machine in Detroit on a very, very high tree.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate the info. I'm relatively new back to the hobby after a couple of decades away, but got back into it about a year and a half ago, so still getting familiar with even repeaters that are literally in my backyard here, so I'm not far from Belle Isle, and but also just recently built a APRS pitch repeater iGate and Vara FM Windlink node over at the Masonic Temple.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Oh, yeah, okay, we've talked before. We were talking about that, so very good. So you did get it up. That's good to hear. So, all right, cool. Well, as I said earlier, I just pulled up at home, so I'm going to get inside the house, get into my comfortable clothes, and figure out what Friday night's going to bring for me here. But, yeah, just, you know, camp out here anytime. We're usually here most of the time. That repeater down there is connected up to the FBI repeaters, and so you know. But the 442.600 is the one that I'm normally on, because I'm up in Warren and work in Mount Clemens, so sometimes I'll be on the Mount Clemens machine, which is on their network. So I'm bouncing back and forth between the two networks, machines on both networks, as dictates. You probably got handheld coverage on one of the repeaters somewhere in southeast Michigan. It's a little sparse as you go west and downriver, but you know, hey, you can only do so much. Bust out the checkbook and we'll put up some more in southeast or southwest Detroit. All right, anyhow, as I said already a couple of times, enough babbling. I'm going to get inside the house there. After yours, W8FU.
All right, great to talk to you again. Appreciate the info, and look forward to connecting, and appreciate you hanging out for a few more minutes. And thanks, QYQ.
Darren, if that was you, you're barely making it in. KE8RUH. Ton of bacon fry and a little bit of dropping in and out. I got your whole call this time, and I'm certain it was you because I could understand your voice, but it's super rough.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Is this any bother?
That time was full quieting, N8QAQ.
Thank you. At least I can manage that sometimes.
Yeah, it was night and day different, so I don't know what you did, but it was definitely different.
I was off of the MI1 repeater in Mount Clemens, and then I switched over to KFBI because that's where I thought it was in the first place.
Nice. All right. Nice job. N8QYQ.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec, listening.
AF8, yeah, I see a radio check.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec, loud and clear.
KS8, DIC, clear.
KS8, EDA, listen.
APR, Green Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1700 hours.
clear. 70 degrees.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO.
Hello, sir. You want me to come drop this phone off? I just left work. Kind of feel like going for a little cruise and enjoying the daylight before I go inside for the rest of the night.
John, you really don't have to. I can wait till Thursday. I have no use or real need for it. I'm just going to replace it, the one in the shack, with that one because it's in the house. And then I have some plans for the other 525. But it's up to you. I'm happy to wait till Thursday. Might be better.
All right, yeah. I just don't feel like going straight home, and I'm sure I can find somewhere else to go. I don't want to swing by unannounced, but I saw that as a potential opportunity. But I do not have the sidecar with me, but I do have the phone and the wall wart, so I can at least give you that. But I don't know, don't mind me. I might just cruise down Jefferson and just kind of go for a little sneak ride for a minute.
Yeah, copy that. Maybe Thursday or even, although I'm not going to necessarily join up with you guys, but even if you're coming out Sunday, I can make arrangements to pick it up. I'd stick with Thursday. Just stick with Thursday, John, and that'd be fine.
Okay, yeah. I figured I'd make sure, one way or another. But happy to bring it over now, but, I don't want you to have to put pants and a shirt on or anything, so. all right, well. I'll be out and about moseying around and enjoying the nicer weather and being out of work. So if you need anything, you know how to get a hold of me.
Yes, sir. Safe drive. Thanks for the offer. NAWRO after you.
Yeah, no worries. I appreciate the two gizmos you got me, the DM32, and there was another one. what was it? Oh, man. My brain is fried. I don't know what it was, but it was awesome. So thank you very much.
The brand also has an M, very reminiscent of Motorola, but it's not Motorola, and it would wake you up at night on occasion.
That's right. The NOAA weather radio from Midland. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. But yeah, cool. All right. Well, thanks again. And yeah, it's kind of the least thing I can do. You've held up to your end of the deal, and I'm more than happy to swing by and deliver on my end of the deal. But we can definitely wait till Thursday.
Hey, KJL.
by now, Tom.
I am. I'm actually on 32 coming up to North Avenue.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, yeah, I was just kind of in my own head trying to figure out where it is I want to go, kind of leaning towards like a Metro Beach type area, and then maybe down Jefferson as it gets a little darker, but yeah, so how's Tom doing today? We'll send it over to Tim and then back to Tom.
You know, if my memory serves correct, you do have that sticker on your windshield from Stony, so you should be able to get into Metro, I think. But go ahead, Tom.
The sticker you have from Stony is the same sticker that you can go to Metro, Kensington, and any of the other Huron Metro parks.
For sure, yeah, you are correct. Normally I buy the, there's only one other park that I go to where I need the open county, and that's Addison Oaks. But it is weird that Kensington uses the same pass, but Addison Oaks doesn't. Like, to me, there's a lot of distance between all those, and yeah, I would have thought Kensington would have needed, like, the Milford Metro Parks, but whatever, yeah. Yeah, normally I get the dual, you can get a park pass that covers both Macomb and Oakland County, but they stopped doing that, and now you got to buy two at full price.
Well, all this talk gets me thinking, are we thinking about a fox hunt when it comes around to you, John, again? I thought we were going to fit one in before the snow flies. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, so the park pass that you have, John, is for Huron Metro Parks, which is Huron Metro Parks, you know, Lake Huron and the Metro Park system, which is, like I said, Stony Creek, Kensington, Metro Beach, I think Lexington. There's a couple. If you go to Huron County or Huron Metro Parks system, you'll see all the parks that you can go to with that pass. Addison Oaks is a county park. Addison Oaks County Park. You have to get a county park pass for Oakland County. And then you have Algonac State Park, Belle Isle State Park, and Seven Lakes, or Seven Ponds State Park, or Holly Recreation State Park. So you have to get a Start Park Pass, which is that little one that says 26 in it, or you can have this added to your license plate.
Yeah, I definitely knew about the majority of all that. I suppose the Huron Metro Parks is where it got me, because it kind of feels like a Macomb County Metro Park, but I suppose you're right, it is Huron. But yeah, I got the, I go to a lot of parks. I scuba dive at some, you know, Bald Mountain is another one you didn't mention, but yeah, there's a bunch of them out there. And they're nice, you know, they're nice to be able to go to. I guess I also didn't really recognize that Oakland County, or the Addison Oaks, was a county park. I figured it was just some other style park, but yeah, I don't know. For some reason, you just be able to get a Metro Park pass, which is what it says on it, and and the Oakland County pass. So I don't know. Curious. But Tim, as far as the fox hunt goes, also great memory.
on me having that pass on my windshield. But as far as the fox hunt goes, yeah, we do have it on the website. Then, you know, it just automatically rolls over to the next one. So we will be September 5th at Stony Creek again doing another fox hunt. So that'll be fun.
NHWRO. I like it. Yeah, I'll make that one. And John, you're getting a little scratchy, perfectly readable. The ump is connected and TJ's machine is on if you're heading that direction. Tom, go ahead.
All right, yeah, he was getting a little bit staticky there. I wasn't sure if he was messing with another HT or a different mobile. But yeah, John, you're getting a little bit on the string on whichever one you're on. And it seems like Warren and Detroit are connected to the network, so you should be good there. Because I just heard you on all three, on Richmond, on Warren, Mount Clemens, and Detroit. KCAKJO.
All right, I switched over to the UMP. Am I coming in any better?
Much better. Go ahead.
All right, cool. Yeah, I got to get a little better at adjusting as I travel around. Tom, you've had a lot of practice with that. I usually just give up once I get away from a certain area, mainly because I was always on an HT. And, you know, oddly enough, I never used the UMP until a couple months ago. Like, literally, I've never used it. So, yeah, I don't know. I just forget about it being connected and being a viable option. But I finally added it mainly because of MyCon, because it was the only way I could really get into MyCon or hear MyCon. Other than DMR, and so yeah, this works out great. But yeah, I gotta be a little bit more vigilant about switching as I find myself getting scratchy. But I don't really know where the end of my ropes are yet with this mobile, so I will probably make mistakes.
Yeah, I think for Tom, it's just instinct now. He knows exactly what mile road does what and just kind of does it without even thinking. I'm like you, John. I'm not really mobile that much, so I sometimes forget. I always leave my non-resident on Richmond. If I get down to the MISD building, it's like, oh, yeah, I got to switch. Got to switch over to the UMP. But, yep. That's something we got to think about, I guess. Tom, go ahead.
Okay, I use three main repeaters in my travels around here. I use Richmond when I'm going through, and then when I get to the extent of Richmond, I will usually switch over to Warren. And if I'm going downtown, I switch over to TJ's. And usually those are my three main repeaters that I use. When I'm going out to Inlay City, try to hit the Romeo. That one does okay to a certain point, but now that we got Dakota's All-Star Node out there, I'll hit on that one. That's a good hit. And I could stretch Detroit all the way out to Wixom and all the way to Ann Arbor. Detroit's probably the highest tower that's out there, and it's got phenomenal coverage, so I'm very glad that it's back. But the Warren tower, you could push it probably up to 696 in Orchard Lake and still be okay.
Yeah, I was shocked at the Warren, coverage. I was heading up north to go shipwreck diving a couple of weeks back, and I was on the mobile heading down 75, which I think the expressway makes a pretty decent RF path, but man, I was far away, and I was still getting in, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, well, that's good to know. I will try to keep that in mind, and you know, it's always helpful when people tell you, hey, you're getting scratchy, you're getting at the end of your rope, and then you can kind of look at the tools in the shed and see what you can use to get back in there good again. So, but yeah, that's half the problem is knowing what you can do to get back in. And yeah, that Detroit site is phenomenal too. I don't find myself in Detroit a whole lot, but I think for P25 coverage, it does a really good job, even out here, you know. So, because I have to do this weird thing at work where I receive on Warren and I transmit on, you know, the LTS, which I suppose that could be picking me up in Mount Clemens, but overall, you know, I'm impressed with all of the local repeaters range. K-E-A-W-U-O.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, I concur with you, John, on that. And a related note, we still should try to range test the Winlink gateway in Mount Clemens there prior to October. I still say we should do that. And then, of course, I know we're talking about peer-to-peer. But hopefully we get around to that. It always comes up so fast we forget to do it by the time the set arrives. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, if you're going up 75, you can hit Detroit all the way up to Auburn Hills and a little bit more north. Then you switch over to Holly. Holly will pick you up as you need to go north. And then when you get into past Holly, you get into Flint. Then you got the Flint repeater. And then from Flint, you go up a little bit more. And Flint goes pretty good. And then you hit the Burt repeater. And then Burt will take you up to Saginaw. And almost to Pecanning. So, yeah, it goes right up 75. I mean, and then it picks you up somewhere, you know, like I said, Petoskey, I've had it. Mackinac City, I've been on the Central Michigan. So, you can get up there pretty good. All you gotta do is come and say, hey, what tower's over here? And then Mayville is between Lapeer and Flint. And Dakotas is over there, too. And Dakotas got a pretty good spread for being only 40, 50 feet in the air. I'm going to step out for a second. I'm over here at Wild Bill's, and I'll be back out. KCK Joe.
All right. Yeah, very good. It is, it's really nice to have the robust FBI, you know, K-8 FBI repeater network, as well as that being connected to WACMN. The coverage we get across the state is, it's pretty darn impressive to be able to travel around like you're saying and kind of piggytail, I guess, from one to the other. Yeah, I would like to do some range testing too, Tim. One of the things that I'd really like to get figured out, and I just got to do like some pretty simple Google searches probably, but I want to do a peer-to-peer, you know, link, like you said, but I don't think we need to use Winlink for that. I kind of want to go more keyboard to keyboard and something a little bit more, I don't want to say high speed, but something a little bit more high speed, something where you don't have to, you know, where the message just pops up, you don't have to, you know, connect and, you know, download the stuff from the gateway and just kind of wanted to just to always work, and some keyboard-to-keyboard type stuff I think will be really helpful. It sounds like that's what Steve, K-A-U-H-G, they used to do that for the parades, and I think it was pretty helpful for them to to stay in contact with each other and outside of normal voice comms and, you know, kind of message each other off the air that way. It would be fun.
Yeah, I'd be up for that too, John. I just wonder what if the for the set, if the formula is going to incorporate that, you know, if you get extra points for wind length or not, you know. But other than that, for practicality, yeah, direct like you're saying, that would be an upgrade. That would be something to look at. Just not enough hours in the day, days in the week, really, for what we want to do. Tom, you back?
I'm not hearing him, but yeah, that's the truth. He's got all these harebrained ideas, but not enough time in a day to tackle any of them. So, yeah, I don't know. We need more time in a day. If you could work on that, that'd be great. I'd appreciate it.
All right, I'll issue myself a task for that, and we'll make it highest priority. Not to mention the hospital nets, too. I think Mike wants to still do what I would call range testing if we're in the parking lots. So I would be up for that, but it's still, to me, not an actual hospital net. It's just range testing, which is fine.
I left a little gap there for Tom, but yeah, I agree. I think, especially now that I have a mobile, I'm a lot more interested in especially range testing simplex from hospital to hospital. So if you ever want to jump in the Batmobile, your Batmobile, and I'll jump in mine and kind of do some range testing. And then I guess you don't need to be in your Batmobile. As long as one of us is, the other one, I could range test to your QTH as well. So, but yeah, I don't know. That's ham radio, I guess. That's what we're supposed to do. So, all right, KE8WUO, leave a little gap for Tom.
I am back, KCKGO.
Welcome back, Tom. I'll put you in next. And we'd have to include Cliff, because Cliff has adopted McLaren Hospital, and he'd be real into that. So when Mike gets back, we'll see what he's looking for. When the weather gets a little cooler, I'd be happy to be in the mobile and do some testing. I was impressed by the simplex to both hospitals during the last set. I was at 30 Mile in Gratiot, and I got both Dean and Tom. I forgot. Tom was at Henry Ford at 19 Mile, and Cliff was at McLaren. So I was impressed. That was, longer than I thought. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, no. I was at, on the last one we tried, I was at Corwell at 26 and County Line.
Connected to CMN Network.
Gotcha, yeah, 26 and County Line, that would put you at pretty far north and all the way east in the county. So where were you when it comes back around to you? When you did that, who were you talking? You were going to Simplex to Comtech or what? But yeah, we'll definitely get Cliff involved. He's very interested in the whole hospital net game, and he's got some ins there as well, so that's good. And yeah, I look forward to it. You know, it's nice because we're knocking out a lot of the bigger things on the to-do list, and so I feel like I'm slowly starting to see some bandwidth opening up. Because this has been a heck of a year. And I know Mike would like to do more repeater calls and hospital nets, and it's hard to squeeze all that in with all the other stuff that I'm doing, but we're getting there, so that's promising. K-E-A-W-U-O.
N-H-W-R-O. Yeah, Tom, I think that was when you and I doubled up. And the only issue with that location is it's all flat. You couldn't get high. Like, Cliff's got the parking deck for McLaren. And I don't know if we did very good, but I think Cliff said his frequency was off a little bit on that one for the simplex. But I don't know. I could be talking about a different time. N-H-W-R-O. Go ahead, Tom.
KCKGO. Yeah, the last one that I did, or the first one I did, was in my work van when we first started doing the range testing with Simplex. And, yeah, the second one we did was just you and me. We tag teamed and just did a couple tests here and there just to see. I mean, we did it on our own accord kind of thing, and that, you know, that was pretty cool. But now I have a new mobile unit, and I have new mag mounts. You know, I got my Larson up there, got my Diamond, and I got all NMO mounts, and they're all dual banders. So I think I'm doing good there. Plus, I got a high amp output, you know, from my radios being connected. So we are getting there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's nice having the new toys to play with, and definitely makes you want to get out there and test it out a little bit more and see where you can make it off to. So hopefully I'm still getting in pretty good. I'm still on the UMP. I'm at like 9 and 94. So I think that is still probably the best choice for this. Well, maybe the LTS in Detroit would start to be a good option.
N-A-W-R-O, yeah, John, you're getting a little crunchy. Still perfectly readable. When it comes back around, maybe try LTS. So, you guys, I'm gonna jump out. You have a good evening. I'm not really doing much. I'll still be listening. N-A-W-R-O with K-C-8-K-J-O and K-E-8-W-U-O. Go ahead, Tom. I'll be clear after your finals.
Yeah, change it over to, what do you got, 9 mile and 994? Yeah, that's an LTS area right there. You're just on the cusp of ump. I'm going to be able to hit Warren from there pretty good, but switch over to TJ's and you get really good coverage there.
All righty. Well, I'll have to dig through the zones here a little bit. I know where it is, but it's hard to stick it in there while I'm driving. But I'm going to sign for a little bit, and I'll throw out the call sign once I get switched over to LTS and get a little bit further south. But, alrighty, well, thanks for the QSO and riding around with me today, guys. Good talking to you, Tim. For now, this is KEAWUO. I will be clear, but I'll be monitoring.
Yeah, 7310 NEWRO from KCKGO. And, yeah, in your travels, go over to LTS, John. And I'm probably about 3 minutes from the house, so I'll probably jump on the Yellowstone note from there or something. So drive safe in your travels, wherever you're going, and we'll chat soon. K-E-A-W-U-O, 73 from T-C-K-J-O.
How does this sound, Tom? K-E-A-W-U-O on the LTS.
A lot better. What, is that the 5550E that you're TXing on?
Nope.
I am on an ATX 8500.
You got the fancy DTMF mic with it?
No, not yet. It's on my list of things to get. But yeah, I got, it's just a regular standard kind of potato mic. I don't see a model number. Yeah, it's got a model number, but you don't want me to say it over the air because it's stupid, long, a bunch of numbers, it probably won't mean anything to you.
Nah, it's okay. Probably the same one I got. Well, yeah, the DTMF mic, oh my gosh, it's a serious, serious, awesome investment. I think mine cost about $100 for the 5550E. And all I do is I hit the purple button on the side, it brings me up my zone. I go to the zone that I want, then I hit OK, then hit the home button, and then I know exactly where MI5 Rome is. I hit 18 and then OK, and then boom, I'm on MI5 like that. And then if I want Richmond, I do 14 OK, and boom, now I'm on Richmond. So, and it has an up mic that, you know, Wally got me turned on to it when we first started hanging on it. I love it, and it should be compatible with the 7550.
Yeah, for sure. That's one of the things I want to get, but you saw all the other projects I'm in the middle of. it's weird, because, like, when I first got it, it was number one priority. I need this new mic, because it could really help me out with a lot of different areas. I would love to have the speaker mic with the keypad on it, with the purple button, like you said, with the up and down arrows, because then I can operate the radio way better without looking at it, and I can just, you know, channel through the channels, and I have all my voice announcements, so I'll know if I land on it, so I just haven't bought one yet. Instead, I bought a bunch of microwave dishes. Going to be working on a field deployable microwave network, and I got to get all kinds of stuff to support that setup. And it's really cool, but it's all expensive. but yeah, I don't know. I just have too many projects and not enough money.
Oh, I got that. I got projects with the wazoo. What I was gonna say is, if you need a modem, a regular hardwire network modem, LTE modem, I have one. I lent it out to Wally until he got his, and I still have it. And if we need to use it for your project, feel free to ask me for it. Or if you want to get one, I have another data chip, just burning a hole in my pocket. That doesn't cost me that much, and you're free to use it for beta testing and everything. And with that note, I just arrived at my home, QTH. And the lawn is cut, and my dog is running in the backyard. So I'll see 73 on your final. KCHKJO.
Alrighty, well, tell the doggo I said hi, and enjoy the rest of this beautiful day, and I will touch base with you on that modem one of these days, because that might come in handy. But for now, KEAWUO, I'll be monitoring.
Alright, have a good one. I'm going to go take care of the dog, so we can puppy goes. Tomorrow, Melissa, myself, Wally, and Marion are all going in with their grandkids. We're going on a riverboat cruise on St. Clair River. And, making a day of it. So, all right, I'll talk to you in a bit. Heading inside. 73, KCKCO.
73, KEAWUO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Very good work on 5 watts here, loud and clear here, 559 Easy.
Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 81 degrees.
W8FU.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
H testing.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 73 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 81 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, listening